The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here again with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, the kind of information you can use overall to support your good health. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be subject to the potential side effects associated with taking medication. You don't have to be diagnostic catch-all. So you might talk to your doctor with a few different symptoms, and then the doctor comes up with, here's a prescription for this symptom, here's a prescription for that symptom. And I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, who can talk to you about the benefits of supporting your diet with healthy foods, your lifestyle with healthful choices, all of those good things in the vein of prevention. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And as always here on Natural Doc Radio, there are a range of different discussions that we have. We tend to go all over the typical field of complaints that people have. So do you have something on the agenda this morning, Dr. Slavin?
You know, I think the common denominator when it comes to illness and our fear of illness,
I have no fear,
is the lack of information about them. For example, people are afraid of Alzheimer's disease, partly because nobody can really tell anyone what can you do to prevent it.
Oh, I have my list.
You have a list of things to prevent Alzheimer's disease?
Okay, and if you listen to the Premarin commercials, you'll get a little bit of a hint of one contributing factor. And I'm talking about synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and the risk of dementia increases. And we really don't have any 100% sure way to determine that Alzheimer's, how Alzheimer's and dementia differ. So people with a sweet tooth, when we look at the increase in the amount of sugar consumed by the American public, oh my goodness. Now let's take the combination of Premarin, synthetic estrogens, and Splenda. Our liver interacts with our hormones, processes fats, and so on. One of the components in Splenda is chlorine. Chlorine is absolutely not only a full body toxin, but very specifically a liver toxin. So let's combine someone who uses, let's say, 6 to 10 packets of Splenda every day, has been taking synthetic hormone replacement for a while, and maybe has seen the new advertisements on television that specifically mention dementia, and that is for Premarin vaginal cream. So the assault on that person's body, enormous. And so the risk of dementia and or Alzheimer's very much increases. It's it's astonishing to me that people might have a fear of a certain diagnosis, a fear of a certain illness, but they don't necessarily take a look at the contributing factors that might be in their daily routine. Okay, so sweet tooth, elevated homocysteine levels. So once again, the sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which is AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, they are having a free event on December 5th. So from 8 to 11 in the morning, people who call and make an appointment, and I'll give the number in a minute, they can make an appointment for a free CBC, chem panel, and urinalysis. Well, guess what? You can have your homocysteine tested that day as well. So typically at different centers where you may have blood drawn for a test, not very, very much higher prices than the special event price to test your homocysteine on Saturday, December 5th. The number to call if you're interested in making an appointment, 754-216-2332. So I keep on an index card in my office the seven items or seven aspects of increasing your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. And unfortunately, I haven't gone through that list in a while. So the ones that I'm remembering, synthetic hormone replacement therapy, homocysteine, and a sweet tooth are among on the list. Annual flu shots are on the list as well, Dr. Slavin. So if you have 5 consecutive years of flu shots, your risk of developing some form of negative mental response. So it could be categorized as dementia. It could be categorized as Alzheimer's. I think that, and I'm going to ask you to correct me if I am mistaken in saying this, I think that Alzheimer's is kind of a catchphrase for people who develop dementia and personality changes and, you know, different symptoms of brain damage. Those people categorized as Alzheimer's would have the dementia at a much earlier age. And dementia typically would be associated, say, with late 70s, 80s. The prediction, I'm not certain whether it's Health and Human Services or the FDA. The prediction is that by the age of 85, over the next 20 years, people who reach the age of 85, half of them will have symptoms of dementia. So, Dr. Slavin, what say you?
I was just looking at something that's new to me. Thank you for allowing me to continue looking. This was very interesting. It was new to me. How many years has it been since we've talked about mad cow disease?
It's been quite a while, but isn't that that article? I know that article that you were reading, and it's so interesting. And people have no clue what they're consuming in their diets.
Now, if you don't recall about mad cow disease, it was associated, mad cow was because that's a description of the way the cows looked that got sick. But in humans, it was Jacob Creutzfeldt disease, right? It was a neurologic disease, and people ultimately died from it. The real issue was it was caused by something called a prion.
Right.
Something you got from meat. Even though the meat is cooked properly, it's not like it's undercooked. No, it's there. It's not destroyed by heating. And you would get it. And they're saying now that they're seeing another protein called TDP-43.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're saying it behaves like infectious proteins known as prions. The prions were responsible for mad cow and other chronic wasting diseases. So they're seeing this TDP-43 in Alzheimer's patients. They're saying now that 25 to 50% of Alzheimer's patients seem to have this pathologic protein. So it's been suggested that Alzheimer's disease may be a slow-moving version of mad cow disease, and the way you get it is by eating contaminated meats from confined animal feeding operations. Now, that's why we say grass-fed. You don't want none of the...
No hormones, no antibiotics, pasture-raised.
They also say, this is interesting, interesting also, in a 2005 study, it was noted that bovine tuberculosis serves as a vector for human mad cow disease, and bovine tuberculosis is, in fact, one of the most prevalent disease threats in American CAFOs. That's the
confined animal feeding operation,
right. So U.S. Department of Agriculture data suggests that anywhere from 20 to 40% of American dairy herds are infected at any given time. And it's because they're taking shortcuts, or not shortcuts, but economic shortcuts.
Okay, economic shortcuts. That's a very, very polite, acceptable way of defining some absolutely despicable, disgusting practices in the livestock feeding operations in the United States.
Right, they're not giving the animals, well, first of all, it's very simple. The natural food for a cow is grass.
Right. And typically what the natural food situation would be grass that they were grazing on during the warmer months. They were in a pasture, and then they would have hay that was raised and harvested from those same fields as feed during the winter months.
And then I remember... not that long ago, there was a report out about the possible transmission, human-to-human transmission of prion-like proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease. And the way you would get it is through contaminated medical instrumentation. So that's another possibility. So
Okay. Contaminated medical instrumentation. So people...
I think what it was like colonoscopy.
That immediately came to mind, because just a couple of months ago there was news reports of people having colonoscopies with instruments that were improperly sterilized.
Now, I think we may have heard the term amyloid beta proteins. They talk about amyloid being the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease, but you don't see it on an MRI. The pathologist sees it, the patient dies, they do an autopsy and look at the brain. So previous animal research has also identified that when tiny amounts of amyloid beta protein, which are the hallmarks of Alzheimer's, this is the interesting part. When you take this and you inject it into mice or monkeys, they act as self-propagating seeds, unleashing a chain reaction of protein misfolding that results in pathology that's very reminiscent of that seen in Alzheimer's patients. So now they're saying is maybe it's contagious, which is an interesting thought, because up until now, nobody was really saying whether it was contagious or not. They didn't want to alarm everybody. But that puts a whole new...
I'm alarmed.
Okay, you have to think of things a whole different way, because you would think, well, I'll take care of myself. I don't have to worry about Alzheimer's, but if it's contagious, that's a whole different story.
And that music means that here on Natural Talk Radio, we need to take a short break and we'll be back so that you can sort of health care and very well able to take care of yourself. Stay tuned. Come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about a very sad state of affairs with the foods that are available to Americans. So unless you're being really careful about where you're purchasing your foods, you could be in trouble. Dr. Slavin?
So we were talking about Alzheimer's disease. And there is beginning, some evidence is coming out that's saying it may be a transmittable illness from prion-like substances, which are a type of protein. And the other observation about Alzheimer's disease, besides the fact that it claims over 500,000 American lives every year, which makes it the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. But here's the interesting thing. It's the number one health expense.
Oh, it's so...
More than heart disease and cancer.
So hugely expensive. These patients require so much care.
So that's what I said when we were talking about... The fear with Alzheimer's disease is people really don't know what they have to do to prevent it. And if this is the case, too, about being transmissible, then that adds another dimension to the whole problem. And here's another problem that seems to be emerging. You know, we've all heard of Lyme disease, but everybody said, well, the Lyme disease is transmitted by the deer tick.
And there's a lot of information about that.
Well, it turns out that the deer tick only transmits a very small proportion of Lyme disease. And then they would report, well, if the deer tick is doing it, that means you have to be out in the woods somewhere where the ticks are and where the deer are. But now what this report is saying, the biggest transmitter of Lyme disease are rodents.
Well, it's very, very interesting for us down here in Florida because two things that I've noticed, live Christmas trees, and after bringing a live Christmas tree into my home, I was pulling ticks off my dogs for days. The other source of potential contamination without being exposed to a deer or a rodent was the mulch. again, pallets of mulch spread around my yard, and I was dealing with ticks for weeks.
And Lyme disease, even though we think we know the source of it, but apparently we don't know everything we need to know about it. You know, since 1982, when they started reporting about Lyme disease, the number of cases have increased 25-fold.
So the number of deer have not increased 25-fold. The number of people spending time in the forest has not increased 25-fold. So there's something else, obviously, going on here.
And approximately 300,000 Americans are diagnosed with Lyme disease each year. And that's a very low number, because Lyme disease is very hard to diagnose. How many people, before they ever get diagnosed with Lyme disease, are dealing with it for years and years and years because the tests are not that good? Now, we said, we all thought it was the deer that spreads it, but now they're saying it's rodents, specifically the white-footed mouse, which infects about 75 to 95% of the ticks that feed on them, whereas with the deer only infects probably about 5%, or maybe less, 1%. But here's the interesting thing. It's not just the rodents that spread it. Now we're living in Florida. You have to think of other biting or blood-sucking insects like mosquitoes, spiders, fleas, and mites. Now that, changes the whole dimension of the illness. So here's the real problem. They're saying if rodents are spreading the disease, why don't you just kill the rodents off? Well, what's happening is the predators of rodents are being either displaced or killed off. What's the natural predator of a rodent? We don't think about too much.
So, right, you wouldn't think about it all that much, but you think about what the pesticides are doing to the wildlife. We went through it with DDT and the California condor, but the bald eagle, wolves, the decimation of the wolf packs in Yellowstone Park absolutely changed the total environment within the park. So different rodents overran certain areas of the park. That made a difference essentially in the overall environment. So this supposedly brightest of the species inhabiting Earth, I'm referring to humans, do so much damage to change the environment in a truly negative way. We're killing off the animals, and ultimately we kill off ourselves.
And some of the other predators for rodents are foxes and cats, but the coyotes are killing them off, and they're out of control, the coyotes.
And the coyotes are here in Florida. So if people think, that's a problem out west, that's not so. There are coyotes here in Florida.
And
disrupting the natural fauna in the state.
And the birds of prey also.
Right.
And we see them here in Florida too, the birds of prey. You see the hawks,
right,
sometimes circling around.
Maybe lots of different types of hawks.
Turkey vultures, they can swoop down and catch a rodent if they see it running.
In northern Florida, there are a lot of bald eagles.
But here's something that you wouldn't think about. In New York City, and you always hear jokes made about the rats in New York City. And there, this year to date, there have been over 24,000 complaints about rats in New York City, but the rats are known to spread Lyme disease. So this problem is not necessarily isolated anymore. It seems like it could go anywhere.
Okay. So here's this article, and it's talking about the Lyme disease spirochete. Now, one of the therapies that you offer at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, Dr. Slavin, is the ultraviolet blood treatment. Do we know anything about that treatment being able to neutralize the spirochete?
Since the introduction of that treatment back in the probably in the 1930s or 1940s. That was before Lyme disease. That was before, what was it, man invented Lyme disease?
Oh, yes.
Some people think that.
It's not far-fetched. Where did the disease get its name? Lyme, Connecticut, because that's where it was first identified. What island is right off the coast of Lyme, Connecticut? Plum Island. What goes on in Plum Island? And that is...
Biological research about germ warfare and things like that.
You said the polite thing. Yeah. I was grasping for words there. Okay. So,
germ warfare.
Man-made disease.
If you want to read a great book about this, this is a novel, but it's based on fact, called Plum Island.
Right.
Nelson DeMille is the author.
Okay.
Great author. So, something to read about. Here we have another issue. So, you have the Lyme disease issue. Now, something recently has emerged is a cousin to Lyme disease.
I hate that. Relatives.
And it's called Borrelia miyamotoi. And that was first identified in Japan in 1995, but it seems to be spreading. And here are the symptoms of it. Recurring fever, headaches, muscle and joint aches and nausea. How many people have those symptoms?
So many. And the diagnosis would be developing arthritis. You would be treated for digestive issues, headaches. People might be treated for hormone imbalances, fever. You would be given an antibiotic. So all of those different individual symptoms taken one by one would have a different pharmaceutical approach, not necessarily anything that's going to do something beneficial for the big picture.
You know, it's funny. They say less than 60 people in the U.S. have been infected with this B. miyamotoi tick or tick bite. And no case has been reported in England. However, Lyme disease is on the rise. So we said less than 60 people in the U.S. Remember not that long ago? 30 people came down with...
Measles.
Was it measles? Was it only 30 or was it 100? I think it was 100 with measles.
You're going somewhere
But there was 30 people recently contracted something, and they were calling it an epidemic on 30 people.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know,
and here, 60 people, and, don't worry about it.
Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about that Borrelia that has produced the same or similar symptoms to Lyme disease, and this is occurring in Japan. Okay, with our global shipping industry, and we know how rats are just ever present in ships, the spread of disease globally like that is so easy.
Yeah, not far-fetched at all. We better check our cars, right?
Uh-huh. And so that music means that you are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Cimaroli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about how you may put yourself at risk by making certain food choices, and then we don't even know how potentially Lyme disease and similar infectious diseases might be transmitted. We don't know that possibly Alzheimer's can be transmitted person to person. And it's a very, very confusing thing. So because you don't know, one of the approaches that I think is very, very reasonable, support a balanced immune response. What's one way that you can do that? That's very, very reasonable, very inexpensive, doesn't require anything exotic. Vitamin D.
Well, here's some good information that you can immediately use. This is based on a study that was reported back in 2013 about the connection between Alzheimer's disease and blood sugar. They said fasting levels of blood sugar over 100 is associated with an elevated risk of dementia. So right off the bat, you can take charge a little bit more.
They talk about Alzheimer's kind of like diabetes of the brain as one of the descriptions that I've made. Brain on fire.
And not that long ago, it was only in 2005, they made a connection between sugar and Alzheimer's disease. They said it was called sort of type 3 diabetes.
Right.
At that time, researchers discovered that your brain produces insulin necessary for survival of your brain cells, but there's a toxic protein involved in all of this called ADDL, and that takes away these insulin receptors from your nerve cells in the brain, rendering the neurons insulin resistant. And therefore, these ADDLs accumulate, your memory begins to deteriorate. And one fact that is indisputable is that diabetics have a doubled risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So there seems to be some connection there.
Very, very incomplete information, but certainly, there are things that you use in your practice at the Advanced Medical the Institute of Advanced Medicine. I'll get that right. And so I mentioned about the ultraviolet blood treatment, OndaMed. OndaMed has been used for a very extended period of time and shown to be successful with dealing with, I can't say the cause of the Lyme disease symptoms, but very effective at dealing with the Lyme disease symptoms. They enhance the ability of a Lyme disease patient to begin to function. And so when you think about all of the different things that OndaMed can do, diagnose where there is weakness in an individual's body, and then to actually therapeutically address that weakness dramatic benefits.
And we've actually treated several people with Lyme disease and noting improvement in how they feel. But what we like to do is empower people to reduce their risk of illnesses. So the best way to do it is avoid processed foods, period. What all right, the definition of a processed food is a food where their vital nutrients have been removed and replaced with refined sugars and synthetic chemicals.
And a little bit of salt.
And there haven't been any real studies with these replacement ingredients. So they take the food, replace it with synthetic chemicals, and they still call it food, though. That's part of the problem.
And that is allowable because of a loophole in federal laws. Who do you think might have been responsible for writing those laws, Dr. Slavin?
Probably the food industry.
Okay.
I would think.
Lobbyists contributing very, very heavily. It's so under the radar, but the Grocery Manufacturers Association is one of the hugest contributors to legislators' political campaigns. And how many people know that, you know, Grocery Manufacturers of America is any big deal? It's huge.
And I've always said, and this is through observation, and I would think any of us, if we think about it, would come up with the same observation. We have never improved upon nature. You know, you might think, oh, yeah, we're going to outsmart nature here. We're going to give vaccines. But it always seems there's a flip side to that. Hmm. You know, you give a vaccine thinking you're going to help this issue, and then you create so many other issues along with it.
Okay, so going down this vaccine discussion road, Dr. Slavin, that approach seems relatively straightforward. Okay, expose an individual to a very, very slight amount of an infectious agent, their immune system kicks in, and over this a period of time, that human develops antibodies, and so that infectious agent no longer has the capacity to make the person sick. But where did formaldehyde, animal organs, animal blood, where did all
mercury come from?
Right,
I think they, you know, I mean, the concept is, I can agree with to some extent, but not 100%. I think if you're going to vaccinate somebody against an airborne virus, then you want to vaccinate them the same way the body is normally exposed to it, through the respiratory tract, not by an intramuscular injection.
Okay.
So I think about all those ingredients they put in there, probably put in there to either preserve it or enhance its effectiveness, or if you want to think of other sinister reasons.
I think those sinister reasons, because just like how the livestock are fed in this country, highly functional human brain would not come up with these things. So I very much go down a sinister path.
I think here's the indisputable fact about vaccines. If you have a healthy immune system, you really don't need a vaccine.
For sure.
If you have
a
weakened immune system, the vaccines aren't effective anyway. So what should the goal be? Keep your immune system strong. And the way to do that, as we just mentioned, is don't eat processed foods. And here are some of the questions. If you want to think about, you know, what you're eating, for example, let's say you're eating meat, right? Hamburgers, for example. Think about this. Do they give the animals hormones or antibiotics? And if they do, you should find out why. They're not, the antibiotics and hormones aren't making the meat healthier for you. Another question to ask is, are the animals raised, confined in a yard? And if so, for how long? You know, animals naturally graze out in the wide open spaces, not meant to be penned up. And what are the animals being fed? Are they, you know, if they're in the yard, you know they're not grazing on grass, first of all. And if they are grazing on grass, when they're brought in, you know, before they're slaughtered? Are they given grains at the end of their life? So, I mean, these are the kind of things that are brought up. We're deviating so much away from a natural way of eating. Now, you know, I was thinking about this a little bit. How did we eat 100 years ago? We don't have anybody around to ask that question.
Very simply. And things did not come packaged
right.
The way they are.
And you didn't have frozen foods. You know, you know what kind of refrigerators they had 100 years ago? You got a chunk of ice, and that's why they called it an ice box. Put a chunk of ice, and you could probably keep things cool in there. But that was about it. But no, their foods were all natural. And if they preserved foods, they did it by jarring. They would put foods in a jar, but they wouldn't put any artificial ingredients in it. They would just be the actual food that they could store for the winter months when they couldn't get food. People didn't can their own foods for indefinite periods of time. Are there dates on cans in the supermarket?
I guess so. I don't buy any.
Yeah, well, you don't buy anything in a can. But no, you want to eat everything as fresh as possible, and during the growing season, if possible. So the people, I guess, had difficulties during the winter months when you couldn't get fresh food in the winter months. So this is when they had to store food.
Right. Okay. So people had root cellars, and that is so very, very frequently. And this is not ideal, certainly. They would be eating the same foods for very, very, they would be eating them repeatedly. So that's not necessarily a healthful way to eat. So fortunately, we do have some options, but the things that we should be looking for and consider ourselves so very, very fortunate to have are all of the fresh greens and the fresh vegetables. Seasonal, eating seasonally is something that humans have done for eons. So at certain times of the year, certain foods are much more abundant. And it's a reasonable thing to, you don't have to stick to it 100%, but to eat seasonally is a very, very health-supporting approach. Down here in Florida, it's probably a little bit more confusing because we don't necessarily have the cold winter months where people would be eating beans and potatoes and all of the root vegetables that are heavier. We would be using a lighter diet, so to speak.
You know, there are over 1,400 pasture-based farms in the U.S. and Canada together, and more farms being added each week. So this is where you can find a place to get grass-fed meat and dairy products. You want those are the two areas that are being ruined the most.
Okay. People who are shopping at the local green markets very often can find farmers bringing their organic foods to market, as well as that illegal substance, raw dairy. And you want eggs from free-range chickens. Those eggs, depending on the feed that's available to the chicken, the trace mineral content in the yolk of the egg. And you think about how many people over time, Dr. Slavin, have been throwing away the yolks or just buying egg whites in a container.
Because they were told the yolks were dangerous to eat because of cholesterol.
Right, but nobody told them sugar was dangerous.
Yeah.
Nobody tells the blood pressure patients that, in addition to being aware of sodium content of foods, be very aware of your consumption of sugar.
Now, the products you can get at these places, we'll be more specific after the break, beef, pork, lamb, veal, goat, elk, venison, yak, chickens, ducks, rabbits, turkeys, eggs, milk, cheese, and wild-caught salmon. And much more. When we come back, we'll see if we can find some locations locally.
Okay, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Slavin, and we're talking about the best ways for you to eat to support your immune system. And before we get back to that discussion, I just want to let everybody know about Janazon.com and my products, Jana Juice and Janabiotic. If you're looking to support your immune system, one of the most important areas of your body to support is your gut, and the high quality components in my formula, Janabiotic, very, very much enhances the health of your microbiome. And what are you going to accomplish with that? Reduce inflammation and raise the efficiency of antioxidant nutrients. And the antioxidant nutrients that you can find in Jana Juice, 2 capsules a day, gives you a whole profile of very, very high quality antioxidant super fruit extracts. So things like acai, goji, noni, mangosteen, all of those things very much suppressing inflammation, which takes a toll on your immune system. So if you want some information about Jana Juice, Jana Biotic, and my very, very special organic lip balm, Jana Lips, you can come here to the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can go to Toonies, Greenlands, many different stores all around South Florida. If you want to find out where to shop, Janazon.com. Dr. Slavin, okay, so we know we have to support our immune systems. There are many assaults to our immune system, and you were talking about processed food. I'm going to say those processed foods are literally devoid of the high quality essential fatty acids that are going to be supportive of liver function. They're going to be devoid of the trace minerals that are so critically interactive with supporting our immune system. And you've been doing some research about where to get some good food here in Florida.
Okay, there's a good website you can go to just to get an idea of all the different places where pastured products are available. Pastured products meaning they're growing the animals naturally. They're eating their natural food. They're grazing. They're not confined. They're not getting antibiotics. They're not getting growth hormones. Like you said earlier, Janet, the milk is raw. And they're located, you know, throughout Florida. And a good website to find out more about this is eatwild.com. So you'll find a lot of places. There was one right at the top of the list here. And this was highlighted, I remember, several years ago in the Sun Sentinel. They were talking about it, and they had pictures of everything. Al Rosas and family are Rosas Farms. They raise 100% grass-fed beef on our certified organic farm. I mean, this is the way it should be. And they say our beef has been independently tested to be super lean. You know, when you raise the beef the right way, it's, you know, has maybe only 10% fat, 90% muscle.
And what I tell people, the fat in grass-grazed fat in the meats from grass-grazed animals is very similar to the fat in fish. So instead of being a negative, a highly saturated, inflammatory, disease-producing fat, it is a brain and hormone and liver and immune-supporting benefit. What about in South Florida, Dr. Slavin? Are there any places that people can go and find something in South Florida? So that Al Rosa's farm, they have a telephone number, 352-620-2737, and an email, theorganicchef@yahoo.com. So they have a market. They have lots of different outlets for their high-quality organic foods.
And also they say they have spots where they deliver to, but you can go to their website, alrosas.com, A-L-R-O-S-A-S.com. But they're up around Ocala's where they're located.
And, organic chef raw dog food. Yay.
And I remember when I was reading it, they were, you know, they have a place where people can come up, stay, eat the good food, and, you know, have a nice little getaway. But I wanted to point out people, you know, our food supply has been so tainted. We don't realize all the things that are happening to it. So so here you have the grass-fed beef, and it's chemical-free. No hormones, no antibiotics, no pesticides, because they aren't used anywhere on the farm. The animals are raised using sustainable farming methods. And that's the way everything used to be done, a natural way, until people figured out a way they can make bigger profits by ruining the food supply. And they also have wild-caught fish. Their seafood is all chemical-free, as well as their grass-fed lamb, venison, chicken. And their tuna is minimal mercury canned tuna they have. But this is all these things are available. You just have to look for it. You're not going to find it in your supermarkets.
The one that I like is the Jersey Girls raw milk products. They're utterly Jersey-licious. And so that's from Alday Farm, and they're in Hardy County, and they have 100% grass-fed raw milk program. So very, very interesting. I don't necessarily know that location, Ona, Florida, but people can find them at Alday, A-L-D-A-Y, farm.com. And all of these are listed on truly a nationwide website called eatwild.com. So are you interested in supporting your immune system? Are you interested in enhancing your well-being, your energy, the high-quality function of your body? Okay, here are some tips. Eat wild.
Or, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are turning to becoming vegetarians, and I'm not against that. However, you have to be concerned about your nutritional state. I don't think humans were designed to be strict vegetarians. And it's funny, though, when people tell me, patients tell me they're vegetarian, and you have to really qualify that. I mean, are you a vegan? Because, you know, vegetarians, people can be a vegetarian, quote, and eat fish, they say, or eat eggs, or eat milk. lacto-ovo. Yeah. So,
pescatarian.
But to me, a vegetarian means you're not having any of that stuff. You're just having, vegetables and fruits.
Beans, nuts and seeds, legumes, all kinds of vegetables and fruit. And you can have a very, very much a health-supported approach to your diet, but yeah, not all of those processed foods.
What does raw milk taste like? You must have had it.
I have had it, and just a little different, very, very mild difference. Like I use the grass-fed milk that is not homogenized. So I do have access to the raw milk, but I'm not there all the time to get the raw milk. So I get from Organic Valley, that I think is a very, very high quality purveyor of dairy products, and I use those. So raw kefir, raw yogurt, raw butter all taste relatively similar to what you've had in the grocery stores.
But they have a disclaimer on their website. All Florida raw milk products are sold as pet snacks.
Right.
And are not for human consumption.
Not for human consumption. I tested it before I gave it to my dogs. Okay, so I love the little advertisement for Jersey Girls Dairy Farm. So they have a herd of Jersey cows that are the source of their fabulous grass-fed dairy products. And so we are almost out of time, Dr. Slavin. Support your immune system. Garlic, olive oil, high-quality fish, a lot of foods. Have a very health-supporting diet and supplement where you need to support different functions. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time. And get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.